My passion is in antioxidants and the research that's involved with antioxidants and the ability of a product to be able to absorb free radicals within your body. Because if we're able to absorb the majority of the pollutants and free radicals within our body, we're going to reduce the chance of cancers. And there's new research out there that's called ORIC research, oxygen radical absorption capacity, and it's enable us to take a nutritional product or a food product, expose it to free radicals, and watch how much it can absorb like a sponge. And the higher an ORIC value that a product has, the better it is to help your body fight off certain cancers. And so in the area that I work in, that's one of my hot buttons, is to find products and design products that have high ORIC values.
Now, is that ORIC value test, is that more accurate than some test, a skin test that people do to measure antioxidant levels?
Well, first of all, when we do ORIC testing, there's a couple things that are involved. A, it's the full spectrum of antioxidants, not just one like the skin test that you're referring to. If you eat a lot of carrots, just lots and lots of carrots, you'll show really good. But there's lycopene that comes from watermelons and tomatoes, is what makes them turn red. That's really good for your vision and other parts in your prostate and other parts of your body. So there isn't just one antioxidant out there. There's hundreds of antioxidants out there. And what's neat about ORIC is it tests the value of all of them. And then the other thing that's important about it is that we have a lab that knows exactly how to do the testing, that does it every day. We have an independent lab do these testings. We don't count on people that have jobs 9 to 5 that do things on the weekend do these tests. They're actually certified lab techs. And so that we know that the scores that we get are consistent. In other words, if you went in and had an ORIC done on a food that you take in and you take it in an hour later, the answer will be the same both times. Versus this skin test, you can test one hand and test the other hand, and you might have a variance of 10%. And that's just because the people don't know how to do the testing, or the equipment isn't as good, or it's not underneath a lab-controlled environment.
Now, isn't that the same lab that the USDA uses for their testing?
Absolutely, as well as University of Connecticut, which I'm proud to say is one of the leaders in ORIC research in the United States. They all use this one lab, Brunswick. It's a high-quality lab. In fact, they're the cutting edge of new research in ORIC development.
Now, in conjunction with all this ORIC testing, Longevity has recently come out with a new product.
Oh, we're so excited about it. You know, we've always worked with vitamins and minerals and supplements where we blend vitamins and minerals together. And what we wanted to do is find natural foods and blend natural foods together rather than fortifying them with vitamins. You know, we want to mix blueberry and strawberries and plums and all these things together that has a huge ORIC value. You hear about all sorts of other companies from the South Pacific or further down into Southeast Asia that come out with these miracle fruits that they say fix all or whatnot. And when we have them tested ORIC value, they actually score pretty good considering normal fruits and vegetables and whatnot. But when you compare it to ours, it just blows them out of the stock. The number's like 3 or 4 or 5 times greater, and it tastes great.